Congratulations if you're launching a course and you're set on having like a big launch and you want to have a seven-figure product launch. You know, I think that launching courses is a really great thing because courses can scale really so well. But as you might know, when launching any kind of new product, and courses definitely fall into this category, there are some common mistakes that you want to avoid. So I want to tell you the three big mistakes to avoid if you are launching a course and you want to get it to a seven-figure product launch. So the first one is this almost industry-wide misconception that you're going to launch a course and then affiliates are just going to power that course to a seven-figure success out of nowhere. And, you know, I don't know where this comes from. It probably comes from the gurus, you know, kind of telling everybody just how, you know, how fast you can make things happen and that you don't need to do all of it yourself. So this is a big, big mistake because what it does is it sets the wrong expectation. You have people launching a course and they don't do any kind of audience building at all because they think, oh, I'm just going to get some affiliates. I'm going to put it on ClickBank. I'm going to put it on Digistore. I'm going to go to JVZoo. I'm going to go to all these places. But the thing is, affiliates are not just going to jump on board just because you've come out with a course. Like, you actually need to have a strategy, and you need to have incentives for affiliates to come in into the game. So just be very, very careful of that. Like, affiliates are not like a magic button that you're just going to push and it's going to do the trick for you out of nowhere. So be very careful of that. Consider affiliates as kind of like an extra nice to have, not your entire marketing strategies, affiliates. So that's the first big mistake to avoid if you want a seven-figure product launch. The second one is relying on SEO for your traffic for the launch, because SEO traffic has two big problems. One, it's unpredictable. You don't know where you're going to be ranking in 6 months' time. And the second one, which is more immediate for you if you're launching a brand new course and you want to get a seven-figure product launch in a reasonable amount of time, is SEO. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of time to work. It takes a long, long time to rank. So that's a big problem if you want to have a seven-figure product launch. Maybe if this is your first product launch, or this is your next big launch. You want like a breakout launch that's gonna take your business to the next level. So relying on SEO, whilst you might hear a lot of advice telling you to do that, it's probably gonna sink your seven-figure product launch. Like, you want some things that work a bit faster besides just that. And then let's move on to the third biggest mistake to avoid, you know, if you're launching your course and you want to get it to a seven-figure product launch, which is expecting that it's all going to be easy and that you can get away without doing any hard work. Now, the reality is marketing your course and actually getting people into the course is, in a lot of cases, probably in most cases, almost every case, it's gonna be a much, much harder job and something really, really much more important than all the time and work you spend on putting the course together in the first place. This is because you literally have to go out there and get exposure on the internet, in the market, get awareness, and then somehow create interest, and then get people to want to check out your course, and then they're gonna come into your funnel and somehow get in. Like, it's a long way from cold traffic to somebody that's now a student of your course and is using your course and getting the results that you promised them. Like, there could be 100 steps in between There could be even more than that. And so this is going to take a long time, but much, much more importantly, it's going to take a lot of work. And so that's one thing that I want you to be aware of on this third item is a lot of gurus that might be promoting or selling some kind of training to get you to create your course are going to tell you in a lot of cases, like, oh, it's easy, it's quick, it's there's no hard work, right? Like, I push a few buttons, I do some magic tricks, and then the course is out in the market and it's sold to a seven-figure product launch. But there's a lot of work involved. And so if you're going in with the expectation that it's going to be as easy as the gurus might say it is, I'm not saying that gurus are always wrong. Don't get that wrong. Like, I listen to gurus myself. A lot of the stuff that I know about products and launching and things like that, I've learned from gurus. I'm not ashamed to admit, like, I've learned a lot from Alex Becker, from Dan Henry. I've learned a lot from Terry Dean and people like that. You know, I've certainly learned from my fair share of gurus. So gurus are by no means like, oh, gurus are bad. But I'm telling you, like, when a guru says this is easy, especially when it comes to launching a course, there's some truth to that. And then there's the other side. There's the other side. Now let's talk about the truth in that. When a guru says, okay, launching my seven-figure course was easy, what the guru doesn't realize is they've been doing this for the last 15 years. You might have been doing this for just the last 6 months. Like, you have no idea what you don't even know, right? The guru has forgotten a lot more stuff about launching and selling courses than you've ever even heard of. He can write a sales page in his sleep. So to him, it looks easy. And he's looking around at his students like, come on, catch up. This should be easy. We can do this in a weekend. But that's kind of like going out to play basketball for the weekend with Michael Jordan. Like, you're going to be wiped out. You're not going to catch up, even if he thinks he's going easy on you. So that's something to be aware of. So when the gurus say like, oh, the process is easy, this is the template, this is, I got everything. For a lot of, you know, product launchers, a lot of course creators, especially if this is your first time around this rodeo, it's going to be slower than that. And what I want you to anticipate the hard work. Be ready to do hard work. And then you'll have a slightly easier time because you're actually ready, you're doing the work. You're not expecting everything to be easy and quick like the gurus might say. And, you know, nothing against gurus. Like, I've benefited a lot from the work of gurus. Nothing against that at all. It's just set your expectations properly, recognizing you're not at the same level of expertise that these guys might be at. So that's what I have for you today. And I also have two free resources to help you make more sales of your products. The first one is my Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. The link is in the description. The second one is my More Product Sales Today Brainstorm. This is a series of consulting calls that I make available for my subscribers. So if you want to book a call for free, the link will be in the description.